Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, Friday here. Yes, enjoy.
you got something better for me, Tommy?
Friday, the day we forget to and speak properly. Good.
Sorry, I was just trying to work out what my booty drop was going to be.
Hey, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
What about Sicko Mode, Travis Scott?
No, you've asked for that every week. We're not allowed to play Sicko Mode. Yeah. I told you, our music director has said we can't play that.
We just played a bit. I'll tell you what, Buzz. Yeah. You know what? Even if you just leave yours down, Buzz,
yeah.
I can play it through my phone.
Okay. And that way we're not getting in trouble.
Yeah. We're not playing it. I'm playing it.
Well, I've had some other suggestions. What about
Say
Mr.
Them
Wendell?
Over, Sicko Mode.
Arrested Development. What about what? Sweet dreams are made of these?
I don't know if that's booty drop material because.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
We get.
Is this song going
to
start?
Music. I don't know. That's why she doesn't want us to play it. It's just got a very long lead in.
Hey, we're just about to.
It's not very commercial.
Join us next week for Bickmore's Booty Drop.
Okay, what do you want, Biggers?
I told you what I wanted. Mr. Wendell, Arrested Development. Can we play that?
Oh, you got a bit of that, Buzz?
Yeah, we can get some of that. Just keep you playing
yourself.
While
you're sorting that out. Oh, yeah, this
Good
is a tune.
Tune.
It's a tune.
Are we allowed to
Let's
play
Let's play both of them at the same time.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are you going to take this away or me?
Well, I don't know.
Because I feel like I should because I'm theoretically the one with the problem. But weirdly, well, I don't have a problem with what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, it's just the other people in the room that have the problem.
on my behalf.
Yeah. And I actually didn't realise it was even a thing. I thought everybody was doing it. But because as everybody knows, we are doing the show live from your granny flat at the back of your house.
Which is not attached to my house.
No, it's not attached.
Yes.
So there are a couple of ways to get to the granny flat. And producer Sonda, how do you get there?
I come in Carrie's gate and then I turn to the right and walk down the side of her house through a gate around...
On the outside, sorry.
On the outside. I'm in the garden, essentially.
That's so complicated.
You walk down the side of my house.
Mate. I walk down the side of your house.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
back,
why.
To the You're welcome, guys.
Can you tell the story again but slower? That was a ripper. That was a ripper. Christian Hull, you're great man. How do you get there?
Here's how you tell the story, Sonda. I go around the side of the house.
Yeah,
you
okay.
almost stumbled.
Yeah. Yeah. And because how do I get there?
You go right through my house.
Yeah. And I don't.
Without knocking.
Yeah, I don't knock. I open the front door and I walk through your house and I say.
Down the hallway. Hi, everybody.
Hi to people that are in the house and walk through. And I didn't think that was weird.
I didn't think it was weird either until someone pointed it out. And I thought, that is actually very weird because my bedroom is at the front of the house. One, lots of things happen in that bedroom,
which we won't
go into. No,
that's
obvious things. But then, did you say that's bragging?
Yeah. We've all got bedrooms we do stuff in, mate.
No, there's a bathroom attached to the bedroom. That's at the front of the house. Things happen in the bathroom, obviously. My child's sleeping.
So hang on. Just
in that
hypothetically,
bedroom at the moment,
run
my
through,
baby.
Run What's me through happening? Worst case. So you could be, you were saying there is a potential that you could be on the toilet with both doors open.
Yep.
And so I could walk in.
Yep.
No way.
100%. The toilet, the powder room in the hallway, I could be in with the door open and you would 100% see me on the bog.
Well, shut the door on the bog, mate.
It's my house, mate. I can do whatever I want with the door open.
That's
you
fair.
You could see
but
me lying in bed naked.
Well, why? We do the show in the afternoon. Like, why?
Mate, what I choose to do with my time is none of your business. It's my
work,
house.
It's work time, and you know I'm late to every meeting, so you should be out in the granny flat at work.
No, but then what happens is we have a little break between our meeting and when we go to air, and I often find you roaming around in my house.
Yeah, but it's because I'm hanging out with dude.
You're asking my children to make you lunch.
Yeah, that is true.
It's very, it's all very familiar.
But do you, is it invasive?
Okay, so we started this chat with me saying I don't really care. I do care, actually.
Oh, do you?
Now that I've thought it through, I think it is invasive.
Well, then I'm going to dig my heels in more and not knock. Now, I'm going to come around at any time. So should we go to the people on this? Because I think it's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
it's also, I think the important thing to say, and this is why I think I'm okay with it, is it's the same time each day and it's work time. I'm not turning up unannounced at a, you know,
and just in the middle of the night. I'm here.
Yeah. I'm the walk-in guy. What were you expecting? A knock? Come on, you idiots. So we're going to do a poll around our office up next. I want to see what the other people we work with, if they would do the same thing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, and I'm here because I just walked in. I didn't knock. I just walked through Bickmore's house, and that's why I'm here in the granny flat at the back.
All of our producers don't walk straight through the house, do they?
Yeah, I didn't
They're
know that,
They're far more courteous. They go around the side of the house. In fact, sometimes they don't even know they've arrived. They're so quiet about it.
That's so boring, though. Who wants to live life like that? Just on their tippy toes. Oh, I'm in the background. No thanks. Walking straight through the middle. Here I am. How's it going? Get around me.
Waking up the baby, you know.
I've never woken up the baby.
For the point of this story, you've woken up the baby.
Well, in that case, we may as well just go any time of the day or night, kicks the door off the hinges, lets off some fireworks.
Who have we got in there? Yeah.
We've got Todd. So Todd's from our office and Todd has an opinion on this.
Toddy, what do you reckon? Todd.
Listen, Tommy, I'm surprised I can hear you from the top of that high horse that you've clocked through Carrie's house. Absolutely making yourself known.
So you'd be around
You're
the
fun,
side?
Todd. You can walk through the house.
No, I'm more courteous than that. I'd go around the side unless I was expressly invited in. Like a vampire.
Every day. So if we continue.
So if I invite him in once, right, because that day I'm happy to have him in, does that give him license to, without knocking, come through the house every single time or each time he needs a new invitation?
If you've made it known, then every time you're welcome. But I think with Tommy, you're going to have to put barriers on that. You can't
let's assume, just for this hypothetical, that the show is from the granny flat forever and you turn up at the same time every day. At what point, how long do you go before you walk through the house?
Until you're given permission, surely.
So 2 years we could do the show and you'd still be walking around the side of the house and not walk through it.
Make it five.
Todd.
Very optimistic. Are you doing my contract negotiations?
All right, okay. So we've heard from Todd. We've also got Beck here.
Yeah, Becky, are you walking around the side or are you going through the front door?
Oh, I'm going through the front door.
Yeah, you're
absolutely.
My
if you're friends, your family.
Yeah,
but we're not.
Why not?
what do you mean?
We're friends, but we're not family.
We're family.
I think if we rewind a little bit though. I think there was a point where you said that your family, Carrie.
Yeah. I was kind of tongue in cheek. Don't you get the humour of our show?
Well, you don't have a crack at people just because they disagree with you.
Especially when I don't really even care whether you come through the house or not.
I think I don't, when I walk into work, I go through the front. I don't tiptoe around the side.
Yeah, she's exactly right. She's exactly right. That's a very good point. No one's going around the side at the main offices. So why would I suddenly make exception to the rule? Beck, that's a very valid point. What kind of psychopath is rocking up at their job and going round the side? It's great. And Beck, are you more successful than Todd?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, see, it's that type of attitude that gets you to the top. Meanwhile, people like Todd are creeping around the side and going to hang out in middle management for the rest of their lives.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I caught up with a friend the other day for a coffee and the first thing she said, so she's got a little girl who's about 3 months old as well as I've got a laddie, and she goes, "We've stopped being nice to each other." I said, "What?" She named her husband, whose name I won't use. She said, "We've stopped being nice to each other." She said, "You know, in the early days of having a baby, everyone's just so, you're doing a great job. Well, honey, you're so amazing. Oh, she's just doing such a good job with Bub. She's now, all we do is fight. All we do is say each other all the things we're doing wrong."
Is that what happens?
It pretty much
happens. Right.
If it doesn't happen.
How quickly? Well, they think it's 3 months.
Yes. Okay. So I think it happened a bit earlier for us. In fact, it made me look back through at text messages I had on my phone. Yeah. So when Addie was about, I reckon, 6 weeks old, Chris had to, we were up staying away from our house at a holiday spot for a month, and he had to come back to work. And he asked me, I reckon, 100 times whether I was going to be okay if he came back to work for a couple of days. Yeah. I was like, "I'm fine, babe. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine." I kept saying, "I'm fine." He said, "Do you want to send someone up to help you?" "No. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine." Anyway, the first night he left, all hell broke loose. And I was looking at the text messages I sent him that started at about 2 a.m. with "Hey, no. Babe, you up?"
I already know which one this is going.
And he didn't respond because he was without children and having the first night's sleep he'd had in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Then it, you know, progressed it down to like, you know, she won't sleep. I'm struggling. Then the next message was, "Why the f won't she sleep?" Then it was, "Hello, dot dot dot. Hello, where the f are you?" And then the final message was, "I think I'm getting postnatal depression." That's how the message ended. But then what
happened? I'm actually surprised. I reckon you've edited there. I reckon there was a few FUs that you've edited
Look,
out of
for
that.
The sake of radio and the fact that we're in a good place now, so I've edited out. But for Chris, so he was fast asleep. He wake up in the morning to 30 messages from me, starting with, "Hey, babe," and ending with, "I think I might be getting postnatal depression."
He doesn't know that there's a whole fight that's gone on without him existing in it.
And it just reminded me of the depths of despair you get to. Now, fortunately, I managed to wake up in the morning and it was a new day. And weirdly, the day you find it's nighttime, it's hell. Day you're like, I've got this. It's totally fine.
In a very few and far between earnest moment, are you getting counselling?
What do you mean?
I have a mum who specialises in postnatal depression.
Do you?
And and she is of the belief I am, which is I believe every mum should see a counsellor, because I think there's an element of postnatal depression in every new mother.
Well, there's
and I think it's very healthy to talk about those things before they become very problematic.
I do think that there's an element of sleep deprivation, of anxiety and stress and all of those things in every new mum. Mm. But having seen a friend with postnatal depression, I'm always cautious about saying that I may be feeling ever things like that, because I saw her scenario and realised what I had was sleep deprivation. What she had was genuine postnatal depression. And I'm sure there's like a slide down there somewhere, and there's no line where you cross over from one to the other. I'm not sure where I am on the spectrum. Well, we can discuss. I'll discuss this with your mother after the show, shall I?
Well, that's what I'm suggesting. I will chat about this a lot more off air, but I'm also aware that
this is an intervention. I feel like I've
bring
been
in the men with the coats.
Led into something.
No, the bloke at the back with the net, we are going to need you. I am also aware of how tedious it can be for people without kids to talk to people with kids and offer them advice, and so I'm going to stop.
No, sometimes you need someone from the outside to tell you that you're not behaving like yourself.
All right, but you're nuts.
I want to tell you the pinnacle moment, right, where I realised how tired and grumpy and all the rest that we were was that, so you know midwife Kath, who we've had on this show before, who's been my absolute saviour since having
Buzz. You're going to mention her and you're going to make Sonda cry.
So her book is The First 6 Weeks, and then she's written another book after the first 6 weeks. Yeah. And it's her ideas on parenting. And we had her on the show, and then I ended up texting her. The poor woman, I reckon I've almost texted her, I called her every day of my time with Addie so far. So I'm sure I'm going to get the bill at some point. So it's going to be ridiculous. But so we were having a lot of trouble feeding with Addie, feeding and reflux. And one day she offered to come over and help me. And before she arrived, Chris and I had had a don't worry. That's a whole nother chat as well. But if you don't get it right, the arms creep out, then it can really ruin your night.
I thought it was how Buzz walks.
Cross between a swagger and a waddle.
I'll take that, because there's an air of confidence in that.
Anyway.
Hey, Buzz, don't swaddle off. We haven't finished. Swaddle back here, mate. We're still doing radio.
Anyway, Chris and I were having an argument, and then I went into the pantry, and I sat down on the floor, I started crying, because it doesn't take me much to cry. I may have said the big
one. Did you say the big one?
And the buzzer went.
I love when
the buzzer meant during the buzzer for our front door went during this argument, right? Yeah. And then I said, "Now we have to get it together before midwife Kath comes in. Otherwise, we're going to be in the middle of a fight. It's going to be embarrassing." Yeah. Little did we know, before we'd had a chance to get it together, that our daughter Evie had gone to the front gate and let midwife Kath in.
She's so good.
And as we stood up from the pantry, behind the pantry, I was like, "Oh, hey, Kath." She's standing there in our hallway. Oh.
So did she hear?
That's what I don't know. How many words she heard.
Do you reckon midwife Kath heard you let loose on the big one?
Well, I don't know how long she'd be standing there. The buzzer went, though, at least 3 minutes before I unleashed the big
one.
Can
we ask her?
Why not?
Right.
If she's heard it, it's not going to be any harm. If we haven't, if she hasn't heard it, well, she's going to think a lot less of me.
We're going to find out next as midwife Kath joins us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, because I don't have children, I do not... did not know about the myth and the legend of the woman that we have joining us. Mm. But she has changed the lives of mothers all around
the country. She's been my lifeline, I reckon, for 3 months.
Midwife Kath is here.
Thank you. And welcome. I'm welcoming myself.
Baby brain.
No, I've bigged you up too much and you got nervous.
I'm so welcome.
You've just
missed. You're welcome. I've been in America too long.
Thank you, Kath, for welcoming me.
To your own show.
To my own show. Midwife Kath's show.
You've got your own show on Podcast One, that's why.
Birth, yeah. Baby and Beyond. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Some really excellent things. Yeah.
But right now, we have just been talking about a fight that Carrie and Urbana had. I was questioning, did you overhear?
Because what happened, I don't know if you knew at the time, that the doorbell went when we were mid-fight and we decided we'd finish our fight before inviting you in. Only my three-year-old went and invited you in before we'd finished the fight. And when I stood up from behind the counter and you were there, I was like, oh, hey.
Well, that's when it started to be a bit weird. Because Evie greeted me at the front door going, hi, Kath. And I'm like, oh, hi, three-year-old. And she said, I'll just let you in. Mum and Dad are out the back. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I don't know. I just walk in. I didn't like, hello, everyone. I'm here. And then
I think Chris came and saw
Chris you, came. He goes, hi, Carrie's out the back having a moment. I said, oh, that's okay. That's okay. And I'm like, you know, eyes darting everywhere. And then Carrie came out and she goes, oh, hello. I said, hello, you're okay. And then
I wasn't.
Was
I burst out crying.
I know.
I'm sure you have that impact on people.
I have
often.
That. Everyone cries.
Did you hear the argument?
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
But you'd already SMS'd me beforehand. You said we're having a really bad argument. Yeah. So that's why when Evie came to open the front door, I thought, okay, I think it's, gloves are out.
But one of the things you said to me when I burst out crying into your arms, I've got to say you're a great cuddler too, yeah. You instantly made me feel better, was you said it would be weird if I came into a home, if I was needed in a home where everyone was jumping around, bouncing around, happy.
Yeah. I worry about that.
Yeah.
I really do. I worry if I go into a house that's completely spotless and everyone's happy because it's just, you feel so chaotic at many levels. You know, when you're not in control, the opposite is chaos. And when you feel chaos, it's just a really weird feeling,
it's
especially for us women who
like being in control.
I
have to admit, so I realize now I had two good children, like Evie and Ollie. Trying to get my names confused. Number one, number two were good. I realized, but I only realized that now that I've had a baby with reflux, who I couldn't put down, literally couldn't put down for 6 weeks, and my body physically aches, my mind is sore, I'm exhausted.
You know, it's your third baby. You think, well, actually, it'll be hard, it'll be busy, but I'll be actually okay.
Yeah.
And when reflux, is diagnosed, and when it's usually about 3 weeks, I circle because that's the time things just start to change. The baby starts to wake up and you can't put them down and they're crying and they're vomiting and they're screaming and they're fussing.
And the novelty
the
of holding them wears off.
It's gone. Yeah. And then you've got other children to attend to. And my son had reflux. Now he's 25. And 25 years ago, we had no treatment. You
needed a you back then.
I did.
You needed
I had my mum.
Yeah,
and she was really great.
I was going to say that's lacking too. I feel like the lack of community is one of the hardest things in our, like I've also had my mum who was helpful and around, but I've noticed with all my friends having babies, the loneliness, the isolation is so extreme.
It's just mothers tend to lean a lot on girlfriends, and no offense to girlfriends, but they don't know really what they're doing. And it's like, going to anyone who's not an expert in their field and asking their advice.
And you get a different advice from every single person you ask.
Exactly.
Okay, I want to talk to you about the B word, bottles, a hot topic of breastfeeding, formula, bottle feeding, all of that stuff. If you're happy to stick around, are you?
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You write about fed is best.
Yeah.
So as an educated woman that's read all about breastfeeding and knows the benefits that undoubtedly are there and how great it can be, and I've had three kids and my breastfeeding journey has been completely different with every single child I've had, and the struggle and the guilt associated with breastfeeding, to hear an expert say breastfeeding is really good if you can do it, I would hardly advise you to do it if you can do it. If you can't, your baby does need to be fed. Mm. So feed your baby and then we'll work out how to get around the issues you're having.
Yep.
I don't think it's said enough. I think the pressure to breastfeed is extreme.
It's actually the worst it's ever been. And I survived the 70s as far as, you know, being a midwife where we were really, you know, breastfeed only, but we never let a baby go hungry. And I am so pro breastfeeding, like keep breastfeeding, keep going. But fed is best. You cannot have in 2019 sick and failing babies. Mm. It's just not on. And that's what I see. I see babies that are that are losing weight. And some have to go to the children's hospital and you have to get a doctor to say, feed your baby, like give the formulas okay. Mm. So when I wrote my first book, I actually took a deep breath and I thought, I'm going for the F word. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say formula, and I'm actually going to stand up for mums and say, it's okay. And, you know, I've had a really great reaction, all from mothers. Yeah. I've had a pretty vile reaction from a lot of professionals, and I get, you know, a lot of trolling and all of that sort of stuff, but I've pretty thick skin and I can cope with that.
Yeah.
I was reported because I deleted someone from my Instagram.
Can they do that?
No.
Oh.
Well, who cares?
Hey, if you need anyone abused, but you don't want to do it because it'll ruin the image, just send them my way.
Okay, your new podcast, Bed Bath and Beyond, is that right? Is out now.
Birth,
your
baby and beyond.
Sorry, Bed Bath and Beyond.
And Bottle and Bed and Birth and Beyond, whatever.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
We just plugged a store in America.
Bed Bath and Table, that's here in Australia.
Birth, Baby and Beyond is the podcast.
Yeah. And your books, they were a lifeline, as were you. I am so thankful. Keep my number because I'm sure I'll be calling you again.
And I must say, Carrie, it's really great to look after someone like yourself, but also every woman, because when you have time with women and you get to know them, the trust between each other is fantastic. And, you know, it's just so nice to see you happy and working and
look,
and
not completely through the woods, but we're doing much
but
better.
You
do it with a sense of humour too, which
I think
is something you desperately need at those 3 a.m. hours. Do you remember the time that you were going to call me and I said, you can't call me now? You said, why? And I said, because I'm not in a good place. And you said, no, that's the time you should speak to me. And I said, no, you really don't want to speak to me right now.
You also have a national masterclass tour, which is on sale now. Head to Midwife Kath's website for all those details.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
and
Kat.
Welcome.
Welcome. We know that's going to be the start of the tour. And welcome.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Firstly, can I say there was a little bit of a disagreement last week about the rules.
Mm.
I'll be accepting the full title of the song and the artist who sings it.
Only the full title.
The full title, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you win. Such a downer.
You know what, though? I was listening to you, and today's edition is old school songs.
Great. Thanks, Buzzy.
All right.
But
shall we get into
it? The full title of the old school song.
Exactly.
Because nothing says fun like strict rules.
Well, these are the rules that you've made me put in place. You were giving me all sorts last year about not playing by the rules.
You'll find at the end of today's thing that Tommy goes, nah, let's go back to the other way.
Whatever gives me the advantage on any given day.
All right. Here we go. Song number one. Same, but backwards. Carrie versus Tommy. Here it is. Carrie's in.
Phil Collins.
What?
Is it I Can Feel It or Calling in the Air Tonight?
Why did
or In the Air? In the Air?
Do you want to give Nick Collins
tonight?
A
in
call?
The Air Tonight?
In the Air Tonight.
Yes! What a good tune. Can you
do
hear
not
that
look
song
impressed,
thinking
Tommy
about
Little.
The gorilla going
no, because you've played, like, not only did Bickmore ask for old school,
that's a big song.
You've played just from a concert she just attended.
That is a big song.
He did ask for my playlist. I just gave it.
Yeah.
All right, song number two. Carrie's up 1-0. Here we go.
Tommy.
Carrie.
Tommy's in.
Oh, I don't. Tommy just wanted to have a go.
Have a go then.
All right, well, I know what it is, but I don't know the name or who sings it. So, no, I don't know.
My go?
Yeah.
Do you want to play the game?
Yeah, absolutely, I can.
It's Pink.
Don't look at anyone else.
Pink. Blow me.
No, just focus on the game, mate.
blow me out. Three.
One more kiss.
Oh, see, no. Can't give it to you.
It's the word, isn't it? I've got one of the words.
Blow me one last kiss.
I think it's called blow me. Isn't it called blow me and then brackets?
In brackets.
One last kiss?
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, so would Carrie have got that correct if she'd put the brackets in or not?
Oh, Tommy, what are you...
Well, you both got it wrong anyway, so it's all right.
What do you mean? I need to know if that's part of the brackets.
That's a song title. I would have accepted both.
Okay. So blow me, but you need to say if there's brackets?
Yes.
Okay.
We should have worked this out before you got on air, but that's all right. Here's song number 3, 1-0 still to Carrie. Carrie's in.
I feel like you've thrown me off saying this is old school. Last one from Pink. Well, the last one from Pink.
That's old school.
We're still playing it.
And we play hits and old school.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Wannabe.
No.
That's not fair. Oh, you're again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I know. I know.
Spice Girls, two become one?
No.
Damn it.
Stop right now. It's stop right now, isn't it?
No. It's called stop.
These rules are so stupid.
Is it called stop and then brackets right now?
There's no right now at all in the title. 1-0 still to Carrie, 2 to go. Tommy, okay. You can still win this.
Okay.
This one might be down your alley a bit more.
It's played in 4 words and it's Eminem Lose Yourself. I got it, mate.
Check the tape.
Give it to me.
Check
give it
the
to
tape.
Me. Just
no,
give it
if you're
going to
be a stickler for the rules, check the tape.
Listen, I stuffed up there. I played the normal version.
Yeah, we're aware, mate. You don't need to explain
either way,
that.
Either way, roll back the tape. I'm not continuing on the game.
Oh,
if you are going to have stupid rules like you have to have the brackets in a freaking song.
I'm going to give it to Tommy.
Thank you, Buzz.
Are you joking me?
You know what that means?
Sometimes.
A tiebreaker.
Sometimes the tyrant needs to be shut down. I agree. Sometimes the people. Sometimes there's a groundswell and a dictator needs to be toppled.
I'm feeling here a bit of.
Yeah, a revolution. The people.
No, a bit of being shouted down by a man.
If enough.
Two men.
I'm not getting involved in that conversation. No way.
Wow, my headphones just got real screechy. I don't know about yours, Buzz, but.
All right, this is for the win. You ready, Carrie? I'm so nervous.
You scared, Buzz?
Please get this right, Carrie. Please get this right. Here we go.
Carrie.
Tommy. Carrie's in.
Oh,
Gangster's
no way!
Paradise.
By
Coolio.
It is!
Yes!
Carrie did not get in first then. Yes, she did. She did not.
All is well in the world again.
Check the tape now because you didn't check it for the one before.
Congratulations, Carrie.
Thanks, Buzz. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. All right, this is good. This is exciting. Mm. First trip away as a show for 2019. We are going to Hobart.
Oh, yeah. Back door down under. Buzzy, hit us.
Carrie and Tommy's back door banging.
No, like my real back door, like the one in my house.
Tell us, Tommy, what are we doing down there?
If you have just tuned in, firstly, welcome. Secondly, Beck is in Hobart and her back door is buggered. And we thought, rather than just go down and fix it, we'd take the whole show down there and we'd meet some Hobartians. Is that what you call them, Bickers?
Hobartians?
Hobartians.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Can we go with hose? Does that work?
No, I wouldn't have thought. No.
Okay. And so we are going to go down and fix it, get all the listeners involved. We still need a few things. As of yesterday, we had snags, someone providing snags. We got white bread. We've even got tomato sauce.
We got someone bringing, she's an injury specialist, so if someone hurts themselves.
That's right.
Yeah, we got a girl. I can't remember what she wanted to bring, but I knew she wanted to see you. I don't remember what tools she was bringing.
Bring them on. We've got Danielle on the line. Danielle, firstly, this was tricked us a bit yesterday. Are you from Hobart?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Danielle, what are you going to bring?
Well, I don't know how outrageous you want to get, but I was thinking fizzy drink.
Ooh. What about froths? Bubs, you've gone very early on the buzzer there. What about, can we have beers, Danielle?
Oh, if you want, yeah, sure.
Is that?
I mean, it wouldn't be a barbie without a beer, would it?
This is great.
No, that's true.
So can we hold the fizzy drink and just get frothed?
I think we'll bring both. I think having a bit of a mixture of both would be good.
Yeah, smart. Let's keep a little
very
bit of boring.
Sensible, Danielle, aren't you? Okay. Very good. Sensible.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, it's actually Taswegians. I don't think they have a local term for Hobartians or whatever.
Good on you, Dan.
Taswegians. Awesome.
Taswegians. Great. Let's go to Sam. Sam, are you a Taswegian?
I sure am.
And what are you going to bring to the party?
Well, it's actually my birthday next week, and I feel like every party needs birthday girl.
Yeah, great.
Totally. We do have another birthday girl, so you might have to fight it out with her. But the more the merrier. We'll have two cakes.
Birthday week.
I feel like as a birthday girl, Sam, you might get pretty loose. Is that a fair description?
Well, probably. Dirty 30 and all.
Dirty 30.
Fun Taswegian. Great. In.
All right, Luke. Luke, what are you bringing, mate?
I'm going to bring me sick mullet and a few nangs for the boys.
you can't say that. But he's in.
I don't even know what that means, but I know
it.
It's not for our time slot.
Good on you, Lukey boy. That is, that's fun. Okay, let's go to Tim. What are you bringing, bro?
Oh, I think you might need a barbecue for a barbecue.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
This is great. He's in. He's
finally
fun.
A controversial item. I would note not many of these items are going to help you fix the door.
No, they're not. None of them are. Well, Luke's might, or at least he'd make me think I was fixing it.
Talia, tell us you're going to bring a door at least that Tommy can install.
I could try to bring a door, definitely, but what I was going to bring was the onion.
No, thanks.
No, see, I'm not big on onions either. No. Oh, no, but can Buzzy? Talia bring something else?
Talia, can you bring something?
I could definitely bring something else. If you give me the dimensions, I'll bring a door.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't even know that's how you bought doors. I didn't know you walked into a door shop and they said, what size?
How did you think you got a door?
I thought they just came set size. I thought doors were roughly the same size.
Oh, no.
No, there is a standard size, but they're not all standard, particularly somewhere like Hobart.
Back doors come in all shapes and sizes.
God, now we've got to ring Beck back and say, how big's your back door? Give us the dimensions.
You know what we need, though? We need some entertainment.
Mm. And I was thinking,
good thinking, Buzz.
Yeah, I reckon we should try and get, with the power of our show and the fact that it's a backdoor banging, we should try and get Paul Kelly to rewrite his song To Her Door. You know this bit?
Oh, To Her Door.
Fet back door.
That's good, Buzzy.
Yeah.
Put it on the to-do list for the weekend, Buzzy.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Happy Friday on the air this week for McCain Quick Chips. They are microwave ready in 3 minutes.
On any day, but they're definitely good on a Friday.
Absolutely.
Aren't they just? And it'd usually be great news for all of us. But, Buzzy, do you want to tell us? Because someone stashed all the chippies. Me and Bickmore went to have some earlier, and there were none to be found.
Maybe that's why I'm either wrapped or raw.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
And it has been a big week, and we were all going to be wrapped about something, but I'm a bit raw, to be honest. I'm a bit raw because that kid over there in the denim jacket stolen all our chips.
Well, it gives you something to be wrapped about. Well, what else are you going to be wrapped about this week, Buzz?
Me being wrapped?
Yeah. Aren't we all collectively wrapped?
Sorry,
you said we were going to be, but we're not anymore.
Well, we are all still collectively wrapped.
Okay,
that was a little
sorry.
Joke, and let's move on with that professional part of our
time. I was waiting to hear whether he was wrapped or raw, because he said, well, I'm both, but...
Well, I never get to go first. I'm waiting for you guys. You always push me towards the end.
That's because you don't put the filler up the front.
All right, go, mate, Tommy.
Open strong, close strong. Filler in the middle. We are all collectively wrapped this week. We're collectively wrapped because we have turned a backdoor nightmare into a backdoor banging. Give us a call, 131060. How long did you leave it broken? Let's go to Beck. Beck from Hobart. What was it?
First of all, it's my back door.
Okay. And why?
My real back door. Like, the one in my house.
We are going to do the show live from your back door.
I'm
back door? From your backyard, where your back door is, on Tuesday. with listeners as well, randoms in your backyard.
Wow. Oh, yep. Okay.
You didn't have a choice. We're turning up at your house anyway.
We're going to bring everything to fix your dog, bring everything for the best party, maybe some snags, a barbecue. It's going to be on.
Wow.
Bickmore.
Awesome. Bickmore. Too bad if I was lying to you guys. I'm going to have to go break my back door now.
Oh, God, how fun good, is that going to be? Do you know I've never, ever been to Tasmania?
Haven't
you?
It's going to be my first trip.
Mona has a wall of vaginas. I reckon we can, after the backdoor party, we can sneak in there. You've never seen a backdoor front door party in such a short space of time. So, yes, great. We're all excited about that. And we will see you Hobartians next week.
You good, Buzz?
I'm a little bit raw this week, guys.
Here we go. It's 2-4 chips. Too many chips.
I was actually wrapped. I was actually super wrapped until today because it is my birthday today.
Oh.
And like last year, you have forgotten it. We got through a whole Friday show and, yeah, you haven't mentioned it to me once. So happy birthday to Buzz.
It's tradition, mate, for us to forget it. We didn't want to break with tradition.
It's only happened once before. That's not a tradition.
You know what we got you, Buzz?
Yeah.
Those 4 packets of chips you just ate.
Great, and I enjoyed them.
No, Buzzy, we knew you thought that we had forgotten your birthday again, so we actually organised you a present and she'll be coming into the studio right now.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
He's ducking for cover. He's ducking for cover as confetti rains over him.
Are you talking about the cupcake that I've got that Bell has just dropped on the floor?
Happy birthday.
I'm not even joking.
At least talk to people through what's
You'll
going
still
on.
Eat it though, won't you?
Hang on, have a look at this, right? I'm going to hold
That's
that
a
up.
A beautiful cupcake.
Look at this.
Look at what?
It's a bit
I'm not sure what we're on radio,
I don't know what
mate.
It is.
No one can look at anything.
See that? That is a that looks like a pube.
Well, that's a hair.
No, that is one of my pubes.
Why is it white?
So gross that is. What's someone doing? What have you been doing in that studio, Buzz, when we get off air?
I'm very grateful, but I don't know if I'll be able to eat that.
Oh, come on. You've eaten worse for less.
I've eaten too many chips, to be honest.
He's going for
That's delicious. That is bloody delicious. Thank you.
Happy birthday, mate. Now,
thank you, guys.
Did you open your present as well?
I don't have a present.
We got you a present.
There's a card.
Oh, really guys, thank you.
Oh, man, you're the worst what do we at radio.
Sorry, yeah, I'm just shocked. You got me a $200 gift card, so thank you so much. It was worth feeling terrible for the whole hour and a half we've just gone through.
If nobody filled in the blanks then, all that went to air would be 2 pops, nobody knows there's any confetti, nobody knows there's any present, and so it'd be 2 pops and you're just going, thank you.
I'm 30 next year, so maybe I'll get radio by then. Thank you, guys.
Love you, Buzzy.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you. Ba-dum, boom, boom, boom,
boom. Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes. Boom, boom.